Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our question and answer series, Dr. Bloom was talking about the fact that the American Declaration of Independence and the Constitution were written based upon a Judeo-Christian ethic. Let's continue with that today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Israel, it had to go through quite a few repentances before finally God put them into captivity and did it on a couple different occasions. And then, after we've seen that, she went on to talk to us about people knowing God and about how much sin was here and all that. And yes, this world is filled with sin. God turned his face on America because she needs to become righteous again and holy. America's found on the Judeo-Christian ethic, meaning the Old and New Testaments guided the men. Some were not what we would be, you might say, that some were not, if hardly any, but it was a fundamental independent Baptist back in that day, okay? And so, but they're very strong in a lot of their doctrine and all that. Together, doctrine and Bible doctrine, good doctrine, was used to form the Declaration, the Bill of Rights, and the Constitution. And so, the Constitution is not a living document that changes with the culture, although men in this day have tried to make it be that. The Constitution is actually a document, along with the Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights, is a document from the Judeo-Christian ethics that represents the morals, the ethics, the principles of right that lasts throughout all generations. These are absolute principles. They don't change for the culture. They're true in every generation. Now, righteousness, she was right, righteousness exalteth the nation. And the rest of that verse is, but sin is reproach to any people. Righteousness has a meaning depending upon context. For example, in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 25, we see that shall be your righteousness to obey the commandments, talking about the commandments the Lord gave there to Moses at the mountain. And so it'd be your righteousness to obey. So righteousness for a believer is obeying God. Now, but there's another righteousness, and it's not a bad righteousness, but I'm just saying there's another righteousness that says, okay, it's centered on morals, ethics, you might say right and wrong. America was a moral nation at one time, in many ways, ethical. I can remember different things. For years, they did not have a woman with slacks on TV, okay, in the early years. Also, in the early years, there was no cussing at all on television, none whatever. The name of God was respected. I went to school in the 50s and 60s and remember our public schools that had preachers come by and speak to the kids in assemblies. So, understand, they didn't get away from that. As a matter of fact, our first Congress passed designated that all the children of all the schools should have Bibles and should be taught the Bible. So, that speaks of the importance of it. And yes, this country needs to turn back to righteousness. If God used a China, if God used Muslim and Islamic things to try to hurt America and bring chastening to America, then we could have a problem. But my friend, let me warn you this. A lot of you are wondering if America is going to fall. You better first look at the local church, because judgment begins at the house of God. And so, when they were talking here, she made some statements here as well. I know through Jesus, the refining fire cleans the dross, producing holiness. Its holiness, Satan cannot stand, because righteousness is copied, grace is copied, mercy is copied, and blessings are copied by the devil. Well, let me just say this. Yes, the devil, according to 2 Corinthians chapter 10, he parades as an angel of light. So that's true. He does. He parades as an angel of light, and so does his ministers. That is, other demons, devils. But they don't compromise. They cannot copy God's grace. They can only make it have a similarity, but it's not the real thing. Whether it's grace, whether it's mercy, whether it's what they call blessing. I'm not even sure people know what they mean by blessing. And the devil copies that. He cannot copy it because it will never be holy. That's why so many are fooled by the devil. If you put Jesus' name in a rock song, then it's all right in their idea. Their churches, they have women singing it on the platform that are dressed somewhat like the attire of a harlot. I mean, they are not dressed in a modest way. Men come to church like they're dressed for to go out and go hunting or go play tennis or play in a ball game or go to a ball game. In other words, there's not respect for the Lord. I've had people say, Pastor, you shouldn't wear a coat and tie all the time. It's not really necessary at church. I said, okay, so if I did your daughter's funeral, and here they come, him with the tux, and she's in this bridal gown, and I come in there in a pair of Bermuda shorts and an open shirt, that wouldn't bother you at all, would it? Well, that's different. Yeah, that means you expect a higher honor for your daughter than you do for God. And see, don't try to sanitize the flesh. Don't try to be relevant to the world. We're not trying to be relevant to the world. We're trying to be relevant to God. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. And so, again, she's talking about the shepherds that were there in the fields coming and so forth, and as well as the wise men. And we already mentioned about Jesus came at a time when men and women were holy. That's not true. It came in the fullness of the time when sin was full. And so, yes, these shepherds obeyed when they saw the vision of the angels singing or talking. That actually, we don't even see angels singing in the Bible. After the fall of Satan, it says all the angels joined in saying. It doesn't say they joined in singing. And in heaven, when we are singing, it says the angels join in saying. And some people, what they try to do is to sanitize all of this rock and make their church seem relevant. They use the name of Jesus, and so they'll tone down the music. They'll tone down so it's not that bad. And they might say, okay, well, let's not have this standard of dress that is modest. Let's not make it so dressed down it's like they're going to the beach. So let's find a happy medium. And that way we can be relevant to the world, and we can sanitize these things. That is what's destroying the church, my friend. You call them to a repentance. From what? We're called to repent of their sin, a repentance and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, the only Savior. And she goes on to say, when Rome was crucifying and had a time of utter chaos and everything, what better time to turn back to the Lord? Well, they didn't turn back to the Lord then, and people don't turn back to Him now. So I just took a letter like that, and Julia noticed I was kind to this lady. A lot of just wrong teaching and understanding. And hopefully some of the things I've said here today that she should be listening, as well as for the questions that may have answered in her letter. I think that this could be a help to her. And let's pray that it is, because we're not out here to mock people or to make them seem bad. We want them to love the Lord our God. And so I hope you would go along with that. She added to the end of her letter about the Lord may just come back now because of all this, and what would people react like, you know, when children and women are taken to heaven and the graves open up. Let me tell you what, a lot of women aren't going to be taken up to heaven either. as a lot of men. Only saved people go to heaven. And for children, yeah, if it's babies and all that, I could see that happening. But as far as children that are accountable, and they may be left behind as well. But I appreciate her desire and her saying that the importance of holiness. Okay, now let's go on to the next question and try to answer that. And hopefully this can be a help to you. And let me go ahead and say again, I have answered these letters in written form, and I've read some of those answers. And I do have a hard time. I'm sitting here right now. I have with me not only these questions and answers, but I have a magnifying glass to try to read some of it. And I've enlarged some of the print, just trying to read it, and some of my answers. And my typing's way off, so even some of my answers are messed up because words are not divided and don't have the spaces in there sometimes. And so I have diverted to go into answers because I want you folks to have the answers to these questions as well. And those people, obviously, they've written questions because they've listened, and hopefully this will be a help to them. So I really appreciate this lady doing that. Okay, so having seen what she wrote, now we want to go on to the next question. And again, I'm going to try to answer this in a way that is kind and right, because that's the way we should be in our answers, but never dishonest in our answers. Kind and right, but never dishonest, okay? Now, again, I may answer some of this within the text as well as I've answered her. Or this, yeah, I think this one is a her also. This one says, I was able to listen this morning to your message from Sunday night. And I appreciate that. That means people are listening on live stream or watching us on live stream, or they're listening by their internet just to hear that our services that, although they're live stream, they got the video, they may have just been hearing it. So either way, we're glad they tuned in, because some people, their churches still aren't meeting on Sunday night. A lot of churches quit meeting on Sunday night. And, that's an area where the pastors are going to have to give an answer for that before God. But that's another thing. So let me just go ahead. She already said now that she watched our services on Sunday night. She might have been coming home from work and didn't have time to change to go, and so she watched us. Whatever the situation is, this is where we are. She says, the verse you read where it says, the Antichrist will make war with the saints. Now, again, that's in Revelation chapter 13, so you can go there if you want to read that, Revelation chapter 13. But, or the saints, does this mean that we will be here, that through the beginning part of the tribulation? Because even now, people, lots of people, the whole Catholic Church, are looking for an answer in a person, even calling that person Jesus.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.